This is an executive summary of common 1031 exchange mistakes to avoid. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A 1031 exchange is generous but unforgiving, and the same errors sink exchanges again and again. Almost every failed or partly taxable exchange traces to a handful of avoidable mistakes: engaging the intermediary too late, missing the 45-day deadline, forgetting to replace debt, and a few others. Knowing them in advance is the cheapest insurance you can buy. This guide walks through each common mistake, why it happens, and exactly how to avoid it, so your exchange achieves the full deferral it's designed to deliver. The single most common fatal error is closing the sale before engaging a qualified intermediary. Once the proceeds reach you or your control, you've taken constructive receipt, and the exchange fails. No chi can fix it after the fact. It happens because investors don't realize the chi must be in place at closing, or they rush the sale. The fix is simple: engage the chi before your sale closes, ideally during contract negotiation. This one step prevents the most expensive mistake in the process. Most failed exchanges die at the 45-day identification mark, not the 180-day close. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.